911, where's your emergency?
Hi, I'm at 966 Rosewood Avenue. Someone's having a stroke.
966 Rosewood Avenue, and you are having a stroke or someone's having a stroke?
No, my dad is. My dad
okay.
is.
What's your name?
Maria Squitrini.
Okay, and your callback number is 732-575-6528?
Yep.
All right, how old's your dad?
How old? 64.
Okay, and has he ever had a stroke before?
No, he just came out of the hospital for the onset of AFib.
The onset of what?
Onset of AFib.
AFib?
Yes.
Okay. And what makes you think he's having a stroke right now?
He was just going a little unconscious and shaking.
Okay.
My mom is a respiratory therapist, so she knows.
Okay. So is he conscious right now?
Yeah, he's okay right now, but it was like a quick episode.
Okay, so he kind of fainted?
No, he was sitting. Mom,
okay.
How do I explain this?
Does he have any numbness or weakness of the arm, face, or leg?
Numbness, weakness.
Did you have numbness or weakness?
He sort of looked like he was going to pass out. He felt lightheaded, and we just walked in the house from the emergency, from the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
He walked upstairs to shower, came back down. His coloring was no good. I said, Mike, you're not feeling well. He said,
is he complaining of any pain anywhere?
He did. Well, heart palpitations, because he's still in AFib, but on metoprolol and Eliquis, he sort of leaned forward, and you thought he wasn't there anymore, that he was just going to pass out. And he's okay now. He's back, and he had the pressure in his chest.
Okay. Is he feeling chest pains or just heart
pain? Chest pain. No pain. Not at the moment.
All right.
He's diaphoretic.
Any trouble breathing?
No trouble breathing. Just very diaphoretic right now.
Okay. And has he ever had a heart attack? Does he have a heart attack history?
He has a history of pulmonic stenosis. He's had open heart surgery twice.
Okay, so he does have a cardiac history.
Oh, cardiac, yes, but yes.
Okay, and is he sweating at all?
Yes, diaphoretic, yes.
All right, and how long has the pain been present?
4 minutes.
Okay, stand on the line. I'm going to put us over into the police department. When they answer, I'm going to speak first, okay?
Yes, thank you. Legging.
County, it's Brick.
Brick, it's County. It's going to be for a first aid call over at 966 Rosewood Avenue. It's going to be for,
okay.
I have Maria on the line. It's going to be for a 64-year-old male, cardiac emergency, starting medic.
Okay. All right, we'll have them head out there. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Now, Maria?
Yeah, I'm Joanne. I'm the
Joanne.
Wife.
Okay. All right, Joanne, can he take aspirin?
Can he? Yes.
Yes. Has he had any bleeding from the mouth or rectum?
I'm sorry?
Has he had any bleeding from the mouth or rectum?
Oh, no. He takes a aspirin every day, and they also place him on Eliquis.
Okay.
So
but he hasn't had that bleeding,
right now.
Has he?
No.
All right. Now, do you have any aspirin to give him?
I do. Baby aspirin?
Is that the 81 milligram tablets?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Can you give him four of them and have him chew before swallowing?
Chew the aspirin?
Yeah, chew the aspirin before swallowing.
Get me four baby aspirin. Okay. It's coming.
All right.
You have to chew these baby aspirin before swallowing them, please. Yes, please.
Now, has he ever been prescribed nitroglycerin?
No.
No. Okay. So we'll just leave the aspirin then. Okay. So just I'm sorry?
It's a new onset of AFib.
Right now, what's going on?
Yes. He was just diagnosed yesterday, a new onset of atrial fibrillation. We just walked in the house from the hospital. He spent it overnight in the hospital.
And now he's experiencing this. Okay, then. So just have him take the aspirin. If he sits down or lies down, whichever one is more comfortable for him, keep him calm. Try and loosen any tight clothing that he might be wearing.
Yeah.
If he does take any medications, just try and gather them before the squad gets there.
Okay.
Can you make sure the front door is unlocked?
It's coming back. Yeah. Okay. It's coming back, that feeling that he had.
Okay.
So what do I do, and where are they?
So we have the ambulance being dispatched. Tight chestness in the tight feeling in the chest?
Tight feeling in the chest, Mike?
Did you give him the aspirin yet?
Yeah, he feels just palpitations, and
okay.
He feels cold now. He's complaining.
All right.
A blood rush to his head, he just said.
Okay. Any, all right. So just try and loosen any tight clothing that he's wearing.
Yeah. You have a tight pants on, a belt? Loosen it.
Take off the belt.
No, it's not loose. Yeah, it's not loose. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not tight.
Okay. All right, then. Now, we have everybody dispatched. If anything does change with his condition, give us a call back at 911, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Okay. Bye.